Parents, are you using your three gifts?
Three gifts.
All three.
Great things come in groups of three.
Yes. I'm actually interested in this because you brought this up and I don't know a ton about it. So like, I'm excited. I'm kind of super enthusiastic to know if I'm using my three gifts.
Well, this is going to be a short, power-packed episode.
Let's bring it.
We're going to get to three, I call these intriguing gifts. I threw the question at you, and now we're going to explore it. You ready? So, Nate, the three things that we're going to examine, these are three gifts.
Okay.
The first one is...
Christmas season is starting. I like this. I like where we're going.
Yeah, this is good. Your time.
Okay.
Your talents and your treasures.
Oh, I like that.
But they may not be exactly the way you're thinking of them.
Okay. Can I guess? So,
yeah, go ahead. Guess.
For my time, I would just say it's where I'm choosing to spend my time. The gift of my time. I'm choosing to spend time with you or my wife or
my kids. So you just hit the mother load there because
I did.
We're all about connections, right?
Right.
Stop parenting, start coaching.
Yes.
Create connections with your kids, improve that relationship with your teen athlete or performer. And so if you really want to use your gift of time, it should be directly involved with your teen. And if you want to expand beyond there, it's with the interactions that you have with people.
Okay. So just high value interaction time.
Yeah. So I guess the question is, well, I could think of a question, but you're better at thinking of questions. So if one of your gifts is your time and we want to maximize that in high quality interactions, connections with your teen, what's the question to ask yourself so you can assess?
How can I create memorable interactions with this person today? How could I create a memorable experience with my son at the basketball game we're going to?
I love this. This is kind of a sidetrack, but in a coaching session this week, one of my clients, that was what she came up with. Something very similar. Question? Well, not that exact same question, but we went further, but she said, I want to create positive memories within her family. And she was doing some things where her focus was on, she wanted this, but her focus was on other trivial things. And so she's getting laser focused now on creating positive memories.
Sweet. Yeah, so I think that the memories, because if your interactions are focused towards generating memorable experiences, positive memories, I think that's going to just totally level up that use of time. Great way to love use it. That gift.
Okay, let's go to the second one.
Okay.
This is your talents.
Okay.
Everybody has talents. So what would be a question for the parents as far as using their talents and how we're trying to use their gift to help their teen athlete or performer?
So I think one of the biggest hurdles with the talents is recognizing the talents you have. Because if you don't recognize them, you can't use them. And so I think a lot of us get hung up, especially the kids would get really hung up on this. With adults, if they understand, I think I would start with the question of what are some of the talents that you would love to use more? Getting them to look at some of the talents they have and be like, well, I think I do this well, and this is how I would want to use it more. And then follow up with a targeted question more towards how can you use that talent to help your teen?
I think that's helpful. I also think it would be helpful if you're in a couple situation where one spouse asks the other spouse, what are my best talents?
Yeah.
And how can I use them to help Johnny or Susie? And if you're not in a couple situation, ask a trusted friend, advisor, someone else who knows you well and say, what are my talents? How can I, because it's quite possible you maybe are not even using them.
Yeah. It's an unfortunate blind spot that most of us have is we're kind of unaware of some of the talents and things that we have. I wish as a society, we'd spent more time focused on identifying people's talents and helping
strengths.
Them.
Yes, for right. sure.
Like I'm a huge fan of like the Clifton Strengths Finder, the Colby, yep. Like ones, the in-depth ones that really help you assess what you're good at.
Yeah.
So it's figuring out, once you figure it out, now it's like, okay, how do I turn this loose, especially in building my relationship with my kids, helping my kids and their performance, you know, coaching my kids and helping them develop their talents.
Right. Okay. The third one, treasures. When I first saw this, I immediately thought of leaving a legacy of things.
Money. Yeah.
Yeah.
That, like money, that's the first
treasure.
Thing.
I mean, you hear treasure, you think of,
here's the will,
a treasure chest with lots of gold coins in it.
Yeah. You get the condo up in the mountains and you get the beach house.
So very nice things, but we're going to disappoint all of you that are super materialistic and say that your treasures are actually the experiences that you have and the people that you share them with. So people and shared experiences. So what would be a question that a parent could ask themselves to see if they are using this gift properly?
It's pretty similar to the time one, but looking to create experiences with people and who you want to create them with. Here's where I want to go with this. Parents, if you want to take this part, if you want to take the treasures to the next level, sit down with your kid individually and ask them, what experiences would you like for us to have together? What do you want to do together? You know, because it's great if I say, well, I want to go to a basketball game with you, but if it's their idea and then you follow through on it together, I think that levels up the use of that gift.
This reminds me of two things. One is an experience I had yesterday, and one is something that we do in our family coaching, you specifically do, which is helping families identify traditions and actually going deep into this and asking questions about what the kids liked. It's often surprising what they have enjoyed in the past. For example, I was on what I would call a thinking walk yesterday with someone in my local community neighborhood. And he works from home, I work from home, and we share some of the same reading interests. And anyway, we were on a long walk and we were talking about vacations versus trips. He brought up the idea of vacation versus a trip. And a trip is you go and it's stressful. And the decision-making is sometimes contentious. And you go on a vacation, it is relaxing. And you're taking yourself out of the day-to-day rat race. I was talking about the vacations that we took with my kids when they were young. And when we've asked our children, what vacation did you like the most? What did you enjoy? Without any question, they all talked about the camping trips with their cousins.
Mm-hmm.
That was numero uno versus some of the more expensive, flashier, you know, going to some place type of a vacation.
Beach house in Boca for...
And I think that gets into, okay, are we using our treasures? Are we trying? So my friend who he's much younger than me, he actually has some younger kids, and he was saying, oh, that's really interesting. He goes, I've never actually thought of asking my kids what they like most when it comes to some shared vacation or trip experiences. Mm-hmm. So he was going to go home and talk with his wife about it and also ask his kids, like, what have you enjoyed? He goes, it may end up being different than what
Can I throw something in on that?
Oh, absolutely.
As a parent, and this is where I think parents might miss on this, because they're trying to expose their kids to new experiences. And so you may run into, if you ask their kids what they want to do together, you're probably only going to get something that they've already done that they enjoy.
Mm-hmm.
So it may lean more towards a repeat of an activity or something that you've already done together. So if you want to try something new, you may go with options. Sit down with your kids and say, we want to do something different together as a family. We're thinking of these two or three things. Which one do you guys want to try? Which one sounds like something that would be exciting for us to try together? That kind of approach. So as a parent, if I'm trying to get them to do something new, I would go that route. If it's totally blank slate, you don't care if you repeat an activity, what do you guys want to do? They're probably going to go to something they've already done because they know they love it.
Right.
Sorry.
Mm-hmm. No.
Thought that might be useful.
No, I do think it's useful. And I think it's fine to go with the repeat. I also like the idea of providing options for,
yeah,
let's try something different. What would you like to do? That's using your treasures.
Yep.
That's creating a real shared experience.
And by just, I mean,
as kids get older, it's obviously easier to involve the kids in those kind of decision-making processes.
Love it. Punchy. Good little episode.
Time, talents, and treasures. Yep. Use those gifts, parents. Get ready for the Christmas giving season.
On behalf of Steve Galley, I'm Nate Crandall, and we thank you, our loyal listeners, for tuning in to this episode. If you love what you're learning from the Stop Parenting and Start Coaching podcast, we would appreciate it very much if you would leave us a 5-star review and some glowing comments. We also encourage you to share this episode with your friends and family who are parents of athletes and performers. And if you want to explore further and see what Steve and I are creating to help thousands of parents, athletes, and performers, please visit our company's website at createtransformbecome.com. That's createtransformbecome.com. There you'll find a growing number of resources to help you elevate your performance. Thank you again for your support, and we encourage you to create a magical relationship with your athlete and performer.